Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
No one is more locked in. From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL than First and Pod. Hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
All right, let's get into this. First and Pod, extra point. Stephon Diggs is a Texan. Both sides of this trade are fascinating. Do you want to start with the Texan side or the Bills side first?
The Bills side.
Okay. The Bills side. I still think the Bills are good because of Josh Allen. That seems
A real outlandish statement to start here.
Okay. A lot of people don't, for the record. But Warren Sharp recapped it like this. In 2020, the Bills traded for Diggs. They gave up a first, fourth, fifth, and sixth. They paid him as the sixth most expensive receiver in the NFL at the time. And then in 2022, they signed him to an even larger $96 million deal. All told, from 2020 to 2023, the Bills paid him $78.9 million in cash, third most for any receiver in the NFL. Last spring, they paid him over $16 million in bonus money before he was then absent from mandatory minicamp. Now, just to get rid of Diggs, the Bills are eating a $31 million dead cap hit, plus trading away a fifth, plus trading away a sixth, all to purge Diggs in exchange for a second-round pick. So for Buffalo, this was, we literally think we are better without you. And if you watched the end of that season, it seemed like he quit. He did nothing in that game against the Chiefs, and he seemed to stop trying. And he seemed like he fell out of favor, and it ended up being that all of that preseason buzz was true. And it's a fairly wild thing when you put it into the context of all of the money that they gave him and the production that he had, because he was, I think it's four straight 1,100-yard seasons that he has now in his career. So Buffalo just said, we're better off without Stephon Diggs. It's a shocking end to this story.
Well, it's not shocking if you read the tea leaves throughout the year and chronicled his behavior and the blow-ups and going back.
But why was he upset? They paid him and he was productive.
I don't know. Why did Sean McDermott say we had to send him home from mini camp or whatever it was, or the start of training camp? I mean, this has been brewing for a long time, even the year before, where there were sideline flare-ups between him and Josh Allen and Sean McDermott. This is not something that came out of nowhere. You know that.
Like, I do know that. And it's five straight 1,100-yard seasons, six straight 1,000-yard seasons, four straight seasons with over 100 catches for Stephon Diggs. I'm saying, if Stephon Diggs couldn't be happy in Buffalo, being productive, winning football games, going to the playoffs, and having a top five quarterback in the NFL and being paid like a top five receiver in the NFL, what is it going to take to make this guy happy?
I don't think he ever will be. But that doesn't mean though, that because this guy is mercurial and because he's got a short fuse or whatever, and is one that is prone to these types of erratic behavioral things as a player, that doesn't mean that his productivity is waning to the point where he's not worth the Texans making this move.
That's the Texan side of it. You wanted to talk about the Bills side,
right? No, you're right. I am getting ahead of myself with that. I don't trust the Bills here. I like the fact that people are saying they must be right because they're willing to eat $30 million in dead cap. Since when? Look at their draft picks. Look at some of the moves they've made post Josh Allen.
Dude, I was looking at it. that 2018 draft, they drafted Josh Allen and Tremaine Edmonds, about as good of a draft as you could possibly have. In the five drafts since, maybe I'm missing someone in like the sixth round. Dalton Kincaid, Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, Gregory Rosu, AJ Epenesa, Ed Oliver, Gabe Davis. Those are the good players. That's a couple of running backs and a dude who's got 17 sacks in 3 years. And Gabe Davis. And then Dalton Kincaid, who was a nice player, but he had two touchdowns and like 700 yards. They have no good high draft picks in 5 years. That's insane. That is wasting Josh Allen's rookie contract and a testament to what Josh Allen is. Carrying a franchise with 4,400 yards and 30-plus touchdowns every damn year. I know it was too many interceptions this past year, but they have done nothing for that guy in the draft.
I was bullish on them to make a run in last year's playoffs, and I was wrong. They got beat by the Chiefs again. It was the same old from them. They made a decision in the second half of the season to fire Ken Dorsey, promote Joe Brady, and turn into one of the most run-heavy offenses in the entire league. So they made a conscious decision to phase Stephon Diggs out of the offense and make it more about Cooks, to make it more about Cook and make it more about Allen as a runner and those things. Now, that's still, you know, he shouldn't have been minimized to the degree that he was, where the numbers are very, very mediocre. Like, he still should have been better, even with the emphasis being more on the run than the pass. But, like, that
dude,
to
I think Diggs literally stopped trying.
Okay, and I want to push back on that a little bit, but I don't feel like I have enough evidence to prove or say that you're wrong. I don't. Just because he stopped playing there this year, what was he? He was going to do the same thing in Buffalo next year. They can cut him. They could have cut him at the end of the year with zero dead cap hit.
Getting a second round pick for him is better than cutting him.
No, I know what you're saying, but like, my point is, you said $90 million. If he decided to sulk and have a crappy year, he was not going to see all that money from them, Danny.
No, I know. I'm just saying, from the Buffalo side, I'm not saying that they're right. There's something that we don't know. Why? They did everything right by him outwardly. Dude, his numbers are ridiculous. 160 targets last year, 154 the year before, 164 the year before, 166 the year before. He plays every game, 17 games, 16 games, 17 games, 16 games. Yeah. He is he plays, they throw him the ball, he's productive, they win. He gets paid.
And it still wasn't enough.
What is there not to like?
I get that.
I don't understand what happened. Can I get an act of journalism here, please? I do not get it. Everything.
Well, hold on a second, though. Like, along those lines, it's funny that you bring that up about the journalistic side of this, because what we kept hearing out of Buffalo basically was that these things that people would, you know, nitpick from what his brother would tweet, or what would happen on the sideline, or what got said from McDermott, or what Allen did or didn't say, or how Diggs would get accused of something and then have to like defend it. We were told that this was all like, you know, making a mountain out of a molehill stuff, and that everything was fine there.
Oh, yeah, no, clearly something's going on or went on. Clearly. And then he tweeted like, you know, Stephon Diggs, someone said like, you know, Josh Allen made Stephon Diggs or whatever. And he was like, you sure? You know, like he thinks that he is the reason that Josh Allen went from being bad his first 2 years to, you know, $250 million. So we'll see. And the quarterback rating for Allen is much, much, much worse in the games without Stephon Diggs. But
I mean,
that obviously prioritizes
like
his first.
This sounds a lot like Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown to me, where from the outside, people would say, why would AB be frustrated with Roethlisberger? Look at how much he gets him the ball. Look at how involved he's in the offense. Look at all the stats he put up. Look at the look how much the Steelers are paying him. And yet the guy wasn't happy. Right? Like you
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I do not get it.
Well, having been around that, you get situations clearly to the tweet that you said from Diggs where one guy thinks he's better or more valuable or more important than the other, or feels like, you know, this guy is getting paid as a quarterback $50 million a year. He's not anywhere close to that without me. And I think that's how AB felt about Ben. And I think that clearly now Diggs felt that way about Allen. I think both receivers are wrong, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll like, okay, we'll see. So let's do the Texan side of this, because Schefter reported, and I think this is really interesting. He reported this afternoon. Again, we're recording this on a Thursday. I'm going to just read it so I get all the details right. As part of their blockbuster trade to acquire Stephon Diggs, the Houston Texans wiped out the final 3 years of his contract, giving him the ability to become a free agent after this season. The Texans also took the $3.5 million guaranteed to Diggs next season and moved it up into this season, giving him a raise and assuring him of $22.5 million guaranteed in 2024. So, the Texans said, we will give up a second-round pick for 1 year of Stephon Diggs, give him a raise, all to assure that he'll be motivated to play for us this year, because we've now created it as it's a contract year. And if you don't play hard for us, you don't get paid, but you also only will be with us for 1 year guaranteed. That is an incredibly player-friendly thing to do by the Houston Texans. I was shocked when I read that detail.
But they could afford to do it because I understand it's a second-round pick, so it is a good pick. It's not until the 2025 draft. They got two picks. I know they're later in the draft. They got two picks back. Like, I think that they were willing to do something.
Yeah, it's a second-round pick.
What's that?
It's nothing.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, okay, but like you can use those chips to move up.
I understand.
You know, like it's not, if you just went through the Diggs production, Danny, and where he ranks among wide receivers, a team should, even if they're late round picks, to trade that guy, a team should not have to strap picks onto him to move him. Okay.
Like, No. I agree with that. But again, that's the Buffalo side. I'm saying
what I'm trying to say is the Texans did not give up so much where they feel we need to have multiple productive years from Diggs to justify this trade. That's why they accommodated him and gave him this raise and gave him the opportunity to go become a free agent after this year.
But the trade could have happened without them doing this. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not like he had a no trade clause, or is the argument that Stephon Diggs was just going to then be pissing and moaning in Houston like he was in Buffalo. And then it wasn't about Josh Allen or McDermott or anything like that. And it was about the contract. Because if you're Houston and you have a quarterback on a rookie deal, and you can get a top 10 receiver in the NFL in his prime to go with Nico Collins and Brown and everything that they have in Houston, why would you only want 1 year of Stephon Diggs? Because there was no guaranteed money, as you, but they could have cut him if they wanted to. Like, I just, it's very, to me anyway, people are like, oh, he's going to go play with his brother in Dallas after this year. or he's going to just go get another massive payday and test the open market. Like, it's, to me, the only real reason to do it for Stephon Diggs is we didn't think he was going to be motivated without guaranteed money on his contract beyond this year. And we thought he'd be a malcontent for us like he was in Buffalo. And instead of signing him to a massive contract extension, yeah, we just figured, let's turn it into a one-year deal as a mercenary, right, and then we can go our separate ways.
Agreed. 100%. I think you nailed it. I think that's why they
did it
that
way. Stephon Diggs has a hell of a lot of power then. That's unbelievable to me. Like, I don't know. If I'm Houston, dude, you're under contract for us. Play, or you're never going to get another big contract again in the NFL. We might want you for multiple seasons here. We have CJ Stroud. Be happy.
Well, if they want it for multiple seasons, they can negotiate a new deal with him before anybody else at the end of the year.
Has this ever happened before?
A trade like this?
Has a team ever traded for a player with multiple years of control at a cheap number and said, nah.
Is it a cheap number?
Well, he only had $3.5 million guaranteed to him after this year.
Right, but I'm saying if you didn't renegotiate, like if you kept him on the roster in 2025, he was not going to make $3.5 million. He was going to make $18.5 or $19 million or whatever that number was.
Yeah, he was sure. But, I mean, yes, that's a cheap number compared to Christian Kirk and Michael Pittman and Calvin Ridley and the new money wide receiver deals, man. Like, when the trade happened, you thought that Stephon Diggs was going to be a Texan for more than 1 year, right?
Well, hold on. I didn't think that they would come right out and renegotiate the deal, but I knew that there was no dead money beyond this season. And I thought to myself, there's no like long-term risk if he's an a-hole there or he just drops off a cliff, they could cut him at the end of the season and he could be there for only 1 year. But that's how I viewed it. I did not think that he was going to have it in writing before the season started that he was going into the last year of his contract.
But to me, that's the development that makes it interesting. It's like if now Stephon Diggs, he got all of his money and he gets to, I mean, for the Texans, the thing is, it's like, there's no way if he's a malcontent this year, congratulations, you're Antonio Brown and you're just, you know, you're ending your career basically. If he's malcontent this year, you gave him all the guaranteed money. It's a contract year. You've got a great quarterback. You're in a good system. Why would anyone pay you ever again? But I don't know, man. It seemed like Stephon Diggs is the big winner of this whole thing.
Because we're presuming that this is what he wanted. He wanted out of Buffalo, and he wants to go to a situation where he's still going to be a focal point of the offense with a good quarterback, and he has more control over his financial future. So yeah, but I mean, if Diggs is the winner, who's the next winner? It's Houston, right? I mean, they got a weapon who, but based on the numbers, has been a top 10 wide receiver.
Got a text message that is making me not listen to you. I apologize.
Yeah, I saw that face. I was ripping your book actually there. I was saying that your book.
You want me to tell you what the text is?
Is it relevant to this? Even if it isn't, it made you stop listening. So it's got to be good.
Our good friend Adam Lefko just texted me a picture of Shaquille O'Neal pretending to sleep in the chair, presumably in the studios of Turner, with my book on his stomach upside down, as if my book put him to sleep.
Oh, that is beautiful.
That is so amazing.
You got to tweet that out.
I'm asking Lefko if he wants to tweet it or if he wants me to.
That's beautiful.
God, he's the man. Oh God, I'm sorry for being unprofessional, but this has been
Danny, Texans, just one last point. The Texans are clearly making moves with the idea that they can compete for and win a Super Bowl right now.
Yeah. Well, again, like I get why the Texans want Stephon Diggs. I'm just a little surprised that they said, instead of the option of having Stephon Diggs for multiple years, we're going to just lock ourselves into having him for one. That's the only, the Danielle Hunter thing, this is what you do if you've got a stud quarterback on a rookie contract and you know that he's a stud after 1 year. I get why they want him. I get why they'll take the risk. If he retired tomorrow, they'd be a good offense. CJ Stroud proved that last year. So I get why they want him. I'm a little surprised that they just said, we're cool with this being a one-year mercenary thing when it didn't have to be contractually. All right, we've given people a lot today. We'll be back with Baldy next week. Then we'll do a mock draft. Thank you to Spencer Ray. He's Andrew Filippone. First and Pod. Peace.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.